In this bulletin, Scott Morrison defends the government's company tax reduction plan, a review into a program started a decade ago to address Indigenous disadvantage has found it's being effectively abandoned, and Glenn Maxwell says he's glad to be back on the cricket pitch. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Treasurer Scott Morrison has defended the government's company tax reduction plan, saying tax cuts to business will continue to drive job creation and growth. The next phase of the government's enterprise tax plan has passed the lower house, but it's expected to face opposition from Labor and the Greens in the Senate. The government's proposal would see the tax rate for all corporate entities drop to 25% by 2026-27. So far, the government has legislated a tax cut for business with turnovers of up to $50 million. Mr. Morrison says keeping high tax rates on business won't help boost employment or wages.
Keeping business taxes high is a numpty of an idea.
That's right.
A complete numpty of an idea. It doesn't make any sense. Anyone who would think that's good economic policy has absolutely lost their economic compass and cannot find their way around the economic debate in this country.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has continued to press Labor to refer Queensland MP Susan Lamb to the High Court to determine her right to stand in the Parliament. The Brisbane MP says she has no evidence of renouncing her dual British citizenship by descent, making her constitutionally ineligible for Parliament. Ms. Lamb tearfully revealed that because her mother walked out on her when she was 6 years old, she can't get the required documents. But Ms. Bishop says taking the matter to the High Court makes sense.
In order not to be unnecessarily partisan, each party should take responsibility for their members. And as we did, we referred Barnaby Joyce, Fiona Nash, Matt Canavan to the High Court. Then the Labor Party should similarly do the right thing and refer Susan Lamb to the High Court.
Indigenous Labor Senator Pat Dodson has hit out at the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull for walking out of a Closing the Gap event in Parliament House early. Senator Dodson criticised the Prime Minister for leaving the function, discussing the need to work with Indigenous communities to improve health outcomes and life expectancy before it wrapped up.
It's indicative of the deafness, of the absolute derision and the contempt which this government is meeting out to the Aboriginal people.
Meanwhile, Close the Gap campaign co-chair June Oscar says state and territory governments need to do more to address the national shame of inequality.
Hear the aspirations from the Indigenous leadership and commit to a new way of working with us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sought to reassure his supporters that the corruption allegations against him would amount to nothing. It comes as the Israeli press is reporting that police will recommend Mr. Netanyahu be indicted on charges including bribery and breach of trust. The investigations centre on whether Mr. Netanyahu accepted lavish gifts in exchange for political favours or cut a deal with a newspaper publisher to receive favourable coverage. Mr. Netanyahu has defended his innocence, saying the investigations are part of a political campaign to unseat him.
Many of you ask what will happen, so I want to reassure you, there'll be nothing, because I know the truth. The state of Israel is a state of law. The law says that the one to determine whether there is evidence against the Prime Minister is the Attorney General, and he consults with the state attorney. The state prosecutor recently said in the Knesset that about half of the police's recommendations end with nothing.
In cricket, Glenn Maxwell has expressed delight at his return to the international scene in Australia's T20 tri-series against England. His unbeaten century and 3 wickets helped Australia to a 5-wicket 2020 win over England last night. Maxwell reached a second international T20 ton as the hosts passed England's 9 for 155 with 9 deliveries to spare, finishing not out on 103 from 58 balls. He's told the Nine Network he's glad to be back in the squad.
Missing out on that one-day squad and not playing any part of the Ashes, it was obviously where I wanted to be this summer, and to miss out there, I obviously had a lot of work to do away behind the scenes and feel like I've gone away, done that, and got myself back in the Aussie colours.
And Australia faces England in their second match on Saturday. And now the weather across the country. Perth mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide partly cloudy and 39 degrees. Melbourne cloudy and 30. Hobart a possible morning shower, 23. Canberra a possible shower and 33 degrees. Wollongong partly cloudy, 29. Similar for Sydney, 29 degrees. Newcastle much the same, 29. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 31. Cairns a shower or two, 30. And Darwin showers and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.